We Energy says the bluff collapse on Monday likely dumped coal ash into Lake Michigan. Bruce Millis with the Sierra Club says that could result in toxic substances, such as mercury and lead, making their way into water supplies.
That's a serious public health problem because that lake is used for drinking water for millions of folks who live and surround Lake Michigan.
Despite the potential risks of coal ash contamination, Millis says its disposal and storage remains largely unregulated. He notes the spill comes just weeks after the U.S. House approved a bill banning the EPA from passing new restrictions. The measure is currently awaiting action in the Senate.
Now is not the time to rush to strip EPA of authority at the very time we're trying to fix the latest coal ash disaster to strike this country.
Millis says they want the federal government to force utilities to more carefully monitor sites where coal ash is being stored.
What we're advocating for is that there be an obligation on companies like We Energies to identify all their old coal ash sites, to put in place monitors to make sure that there isn't ongoing leakage and to make sure structurally it doesn't have a risk of collapse.
Had those been in place, Millis believes the Oak Creek spill could have been avoided. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.